First thoughts here this morning. Did you hear this story? Archaeologists believe they found the remains of Bethsaida, an ancient settlement on the Sea of Galilee where Jesus was said to have performed several miracles. The site on the lake's northeastern shore had been lost to history for more than 1,000 years, and now the archaeologists say there's new evidence that El Araj is the biblical Bethsaida where the Gospels say Jesus healed a blind man and was once home to the disciples Andrew and Peter. One key piece of that evidence was the discovery of a first century structure beneath the dome of a basilica that matches an 8th century account of the settlement's location. We think it's a big deal turning 250 years old, but I mean, this is stuff going way, way, way back, well beyond that, here on WWIB. And also this morning, today in history, on this day, May 15th, in 1972, Democratic presidential candidate George Wallace was shot and left paralyzed while campaigning in Maryland. Arthur Bremer was later convicted and sentenced to prison for the shooting. Wallace later apologized for his one-time segregationist views. Also on this day in 1973... Yeah, June Carter Cash, singer, songwriter, and wife of country music star Johnny Cash, died in Nashville at 73 on this day in 1973. Also, this is the day in 2010, Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail solo and nonstop around the world at 16 years old. Amazing. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for this Friday, May 15th, titled, We Spend a Lot of Time Remembering Failures. God spent a lot of love saying we could forget. 1 Peter 2:9 says, You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Goff says, Memorizing is easy for me. Any lawyer worth his salt has to earn a black belt in remembering stuff just to pass the bar. Too bad it doesn't seem to work for remembering names. If remembering names is hard, why is remembering failures so easy? Good question. Bob Goff says, My bar passing regimen consisted of crafting crazy amounts of flashcards. I cycled through the stacks until recalling them was a reflex. Over and over and over and over again, we handle our failures like that. He says, We spent a lot of time remembering failures. God spent a lot of love saying we could forget. The Bible talks about God separating our failures from us as far as the East is from the West. If we start thinking of failure like God does, we'll find ourselves saying no when it tries to catch us. I'll read that line again. If we start thinking of failure like God does, we'll find ourselves saying no when it tries to catch us. Bob Goff says, We live like God's keeping score, like he's watering a garden of our wrongs to make us eat later when the time is ripe. Goff says God is very familiar with failures. Nothing about them intimidates or baffles him. He's seen it all before, and his policy isn't to feed them to us until we choke. I love that. Instead, God wants to bury our failures so we can grow new ways of thinking. The next time we find ourselves rehashing our failures over and over, studying them like flashcards, let's create a new set. Cards that remind us we're met every morning with love and grace and the name Son, Daughter, and Beloved. God wants us to memorize those. So let's lose the old ones. We don't need them anymore. Today's question, closing question, what does God say about who you are to him? Well, here, you know, it's May 15th. What are we going to do with May 17th? Because that's on Sunday. So happy birthday. Beth Whelan says, happy birthday to my wonderful, funny, and generous husband, Curtis Whelan. So, yeah, a couple of days early, Curtis, giving you a shout out here on WWIB. Looks like some of the other ones we can handle next week, so very good. Off to Facebook we go to say happy birthday to Milwaukee sportscaster Sherry Sutton. She's 64 today. James Va in Liberia, our friend that we work with, is he really only 32 according to this, I guess, if we're thinking of the same guy. Okay, Ruth Freeman. Happy birthday to Ruth today. David Telly, Teresa Brzezinski, Jeff Neal, Patrick Redman, and Mariana Kent all celebrating birthdays today. On the national scene, One of the great baseball players I've seen in my life, Hall of Famer George Brett is 73. He was at the memorial service they did for Bob Uecker last August that was hosted by Bob Costas there at American Family Field. George Brett spent his entire 21-year career with the Kansas City Royals. He was named an MLB All-Star 13 times, American League batting champ 3 times, and he chased that evasive 400. Didn't quite get there. I think one year, though, he may have hit, I want to say he hit 391 one year, which is crazy. I have to check that. Andrew Polnasek, our friend from Chippewa Falls, on the line. Another Film Friday here on WWIB and WIB.com. It's been a while since we've talked with her the day before this airs here on a Friday morning, May the 15th, because, Andrew, we last spoke with you, I guess, early in April, recorded a bunch of shows because you were off to Georgia, and you're now back after the filming of Breaking Joy with your sister, Alexandra. How did it go?
It went awesome. We had so much fun. It's a very redemptive story about how horses can bring healing, but ultimately, you know, Jesus is the answer. Breaking Joy is a movie that ends with a great deal of joy. And we filmed it entirely on location in Columbus, Georgia. My sister directed it, and I was the production designer, and it was just a delightful experience, and one that I'm really excited to bring quite a bit of knowledge back here to the Chippewa Valley, because I learned a lot about local community cooperation, and it was an awesome experience.
And you had actually shot a movie there, I want to say the Inheritance of maybe in 2020, and so to go, that was right in the middle of COVID. You guys were one of the first movies that was out shooting, actually, in the midst of COVID, right?
Yes, it was. We filmed in July, in between when things had just started to open up after COVID. And then, of course, that next fall, everything shut back down. And one of the really fun things is we had quite a few people from our crew that came back to work on Breaking Joy. Huh. And I realized that I didn't know what they looked like because we had to wear masks the whole time and we had to be separated and we didn't get to do anything recreationally because we were just all really quarantined to make sure that we all stayed, not getting sick. And so it was really fun to get to know people, actually seeing their faces and smiling. And it was a fun experience.
I imagine. Yeah, totally. I can see that. And so you had said ahead of time that, hey, I'm looking forward to doing a movie, you know, in terms of working with a horse. So how did that go?
It was fascinating. We had a horse wrangler and two horses that were trained actors. And then we also were on a farm where there was, you know, just horses that are show horses. But it was a really, really interesting experience to see how the horse wrangler actually was able to get the horses to react and act. They were twin horses. So our horse Joy, she had a twin there, and it's very fascinating how horses interact with each other. So that was part of how they get the horses to act, is like having the sister horse close by and then moving that horse away, and the way that the sort of the anxiety and the reactions that the horses give, because they're very, you know, horses are very in tune with each other and in tune with people. And it was a great experience. I loved it.
Cool. And then finally, as we're recording this on Thursday morning, but on Thursday evening, you had an event in Chippewa Falls, again, trying to rally people behind your planned Christmas movie for later this year in Chippewa Falls. And right now, you need to kind of bankroll this production before you get the other pieces in place, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are saying in faith we are going to be making a movie, a Christmas movie this fall in Chippewa Falls. And I am looking for local producers with giving $1,000 donations, brand sponsorship and partnership for $10,000 agreements. And then I'm looking for 3 executive producers who would be able to be behind the monitor to see some of the scenes actually made, meet the actors, as well as get VIP treatment and the executive producer credit. And that is a $25,000 gift.
All right.
So that's what we're looking for to get going.
Yeah. So the sooner the better. Andrea, if people want to learn more, where should they go?
ChippewaFallsMovie.com.
Chippewa
All
Falls.
All the information is there.
ChippewaFallsMovie.com. That's ChippewaFallsMovie.com. All one word, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, it's finally Friday, and we're still playing Secret Sound, which we've been playing since Wednesday.
What in the world is this? We keep playing this sound for you. I know it's bugging people. We've been getting calls and messages about it. But you have to solve it. We keep giving you clues now. We want to give someone a free medium concrete mixer courtesy of Culver's. But really, we just want you to get this so you can go into the weekend saying, hey, it's been solved. It's not bugging me any further. Also, this is the only try this morning. This is it.
Yeah, this is it. Wow. Otherwise, it goes on to Monday, which has only happened one other time. So 7232555. Again, the secret sound. Caleb's already played it. And again, we started giving clues after 7:45 yesterday, saying many of us have used this. Later, we said it's used in offices and homes. We said it's opening something. And based on the guess of a listener, we found out it's a plastic container. But what type of container?
All right. And also, our final clue now here is think clean. Think clean. A plastic container, think clean. Many of us have used this. Offices and homes. Good morning, WWIB. You're the first one through. What is this secret sound? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky. Mark really wants that.
All right, go ahead, Vicky.
You just threw me with that last. I was thinking it was actually one of the plastic containers for, like, the Swiffer.
Oh, for the Swiffer. All right. Is the plastic container for the Swiffer sweeper? It's not.
Sorry.
Thank you, Vicky. Call us back. Try to win that for Mark. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, bring us home. What do you think?
Go ahead.
We lose Tony? Tony, you still there?
He started strong.
Ah, Tony. All right. Call us back. Call us back. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm from Chippewa Falls.
What do you think?
Opening Clorox wipes.
Opening Clorox wipes. And one more time, what was your name? I'm sorry, I missed it.
William
in Chippewa Falls.
Turn the radio down just a little bit, William, and we'll play this one more time for you. See. So he says, opening Clorox wipes. Is that what it is, the secret sound that it's taken us forever to solve?
Yes! You cleaned up, William! Came through.
Congratulations. You win, William. Yes, it is opening a container of Clorox wipes.
Thank you.
Well done.
How old are you?
Eight.
Wow.
Great job. Eight is great on this Friday morning, William. We are going to get you a free medium concrete mixer. And well done. Yes, everyone. This is opening a container of Clorox wipes. It was right here at the studios. I found a container and recorded it on my phone.
Now, listen, this thing almost killed my wife in Africa. It was a Saturday. She opened this up. She had an allergic reaction to it when she breathed it in initially. And I remember that. It was a very scary encounter. And later, when she did survive, she's like, I was thinking to myself, this is the dumbest reason to die in Africa.
Oh, my goodness. Thankfully.
Yes, she survived.
Keep these away from Peggy now. William, yes. Well done. Speaking of clean, maybe not Clorox clean, but this is all things new washed over me. WWIB, we are family. Good morning. Finally Friday. Congratulations, William from Chippewa.
A study found that diet and exercise are proven to be equally effective at losing weight. You don't have to do both.
Now, if they could figure out a way, we don't have to do either.
Yeah.
Researchers estimate that in just the past 250 years, nearly 600 plant species have gone extinct.
Including all the ones I ever tried to grow.
Isn't that the truth?
Earth is far more magnetic than scientists previously thought.
Which explains why it's so hard for us to get off the couch on weekends.
Exactly.
According to a study, you will eat less if you look at artwork that features skinny people.
This means you're never going to be able to take your kids' kindergarten stick figure drawings off your refrigerator.
Word.
A would-be bank robber in Florida left empty-handed after the teller told him she didn't have an empty bag he could use.
Whatever happened to friendly customer service?
Really?
A survey finds that while Americans aren't too fond of instant coffee, Europeans, Central and South Americans, Australians, New Zealanders, and Asians all love it.
The only thing instant coffee is good for is helping you open your eyes long enough so you can see to make the good stuff.
Indeed.
And finally, more than a third of Americans think they could do better than the current presidential administration.
Half of us can't navigate the self-checkout lane, so I'm not sure how we think we can run a country. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It's 8:15, 64 degrees, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you. Havel hard at work putting together the best of the week. We have our friends from Team Appleseed here, Ronnie Appleseed and Misty, also with us this morning. And Misty, we were talking off the air. I think it's just been one other time that you guys have been here together. And you are, again, kind of the magician behind all of these different flavors, you and your mom, Shelly. So great to have you in here.
Thank you.
So we have something new coming up that we'll taste test in a moment here, Ronnie. Yeah. But first, how are you? I mean, this is getting to be that busy time of year.
Oh, yeah. We are awesome and excited. Our opening weekend at the farmer's market. So we're going to be in Menominee as usual. And we're going back to Stillwater this year. So that is just awesome. So getting busy loading the trucks and getting ready to head on out.
So Menominee Wilson Park tomorrow from 8 to 1. Correct. And then the Stillwater Flea and Crafters Market is 9 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
And that's a big one, too. So, I mean, maybe there's people who are listening kind of from the further western parts of our listening area, and that's a place that they could catch up with you.
Oh, yeah. So, they've got like 165 vendors.
Yeah. So, I mean, a great way to spend what should be a really beautiful Saturday.
Yeah.
And Avenue Orchard Store, typical hours right now during the kind of off-season are 1 to 5 on Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays because of the busyness of the schedule this weekend. Not available Saturday and Sunday, but Monday hopefully back open, folks can always order online, too.
On Monday for the regular, 1 to 5 type deal, but we're just a little short-handed, so
that happens. And I know, again,
the store had to close.
More and more farmers markets coming up. You're going to be at Chautauqua coming up, Chippewa coming up as well, too, and in Eau Claire. I think a couple different ones in Eau Claire at the courthouse and at Festival Foods. So we'll keep letting people know about that, but it's a very busy market schedule. And again, that store is going to be open typically Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays as well.
Yes.
So, Misty, let's go to you now. What do we have in front of us here today to taste test?
We created a Norwegian apple jelly.
So tell me about that. Why Norwegian apple jelly, and what are you hoping to evoke here with this taste?
We are Norwegian, and I want to get back to my roots. And this just kind of popped in my head one night while I couldn't sleep. And we tried it, and we think it's pretty good. It kind of tastes like a sunbuckle when you put it on your toast.
I've always kind of wondered what the process is, how you come up with these. So apparently it's just when you can't sleep, that's when the ideas.
Some of it, but yet some of it is you hear someone else say, oh, I made this. And I'm like, what if we did it this way?
And we've been talking about, 50 plus varieties of jams and jellies that you have now.
Yes.
And so many other products as well, too. I mean, the applesauces, I know we picked up some applesauce the last time we were at the store, just fantastic. And let's not forget about the Creation Kitchen. So you're making baked goods as well, too.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you are baking these days?
We have Millionaire Bars that we're trying to get perfected before they come out.
Okay.
Eau Claire Cheese and Deli definitely takes those on a weekly basis. We also have Bischoff Blondie Bars that are getting ready to debut as well. Eau Claire Cheese and Deli takes those, so you can go pick them up there.
And lots of different cookies, too.
Yes.
So I know you guys posted on Facebook, just your chocolate chip cookies sold over 16,000 of them last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And usually you have at least 4 different varieties of cookies when you're looking at the display in the store.
Yeah. I think we're up to 6 now.
6 now? Because you guys are never going to be content with static.
And also, being that the rhubarb is freshly in, we got some rhubarb in, so the rhubarb cakes with our homemade apple butter, or
butter sauce.
But our butter sauce is going to be available at the market.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So again, if you've tried Avenue Orchard before, you just have reasons to come back again and again, because there's, again, you have your favorites, but you might have a new favorite. There's always something going on. So we've got our spoons here, and let's give this a try. This is the new Norwegian apple jelly. So I'm going to get a big spoonful here. Now, Ronnie, I assume you've tried this. Is this your first? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ronnie's got some. Missy's got some. I've got some. Let's give the new Norwegian apple jelly from Avenue Orchard a try. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how I describe that. I mean, again, sweetness, but there's... Yeah, that. Well, what am I tasting in there, Missy? Like the notes of...
Cardamom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have a refined enough palate to be able to say, oh, yeah, that's cardamom. Now that you say it, sure.
Yeah. And that's actually found in a sunbuckle. And when you add that with toast, it really does taste like you're eating a sunbuckle.
And here's the thing. Because I'm a Wisconsin boy, I would have, again, the nice fresh bread, homemade bread, ideally. Put some butter on that and then put this Norwegian apple jelly on top and I'm set. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is fantastic. So yet another variety to choose from, and that will be available starting tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So 8 to 1 tomorrow, Wilson Park in Menominee, the regular farmer's market there. That market also will start up on Wednesdays, I believe next week.
Yep.
As well, too. So you guys will be there. And then the Stillwater Flea and Crafters Market Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3, and more markets going on. And again, come up on Monday. If you're in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, want to run down to the store 1 to 5 on Monday. And then after that, regular hours, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, 1 to 5. Guys, you keep very, very busy. Always good to see you and glad that you could be with us for a few minutes here today.
Always yes, great thank to you. Be here.
That's Team Appleseed, Ronnie and Misty today. Make sure you get out and see them. Order anytime, aveappleorchard.com.
It is time for the best of the week.
A cockroach can live for up to a week without a head.
Thanks to Keith and Ode, who checked in yesterday. Say, good morning, Mark. Thank you for choosing Live in Grace, Walk in Love from Bob Goff for devotions. It's been so good. He said yesterday's devotion especially was so good and encouraging. He says, there are so many times I think I want to quit, but I hear the Holy Spirit to tell me to just keep going.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. What happens about 150 times per year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, it looks like you guys just love picking up my calls.
I guess we do, Jay. Go ahead.
Your third try.
Okay, so I'm going to say this quick because someone else is calling me. I was thinking maybe people get struck by lightning.
Maybe people get struck by lightning. That's a good guess, Jay.
That's a very good
guess. We don't want to keep you on the air because I know you got to get to that other call. You're a busy man.
That's not it, Jay. Thanks.
Good guess, though.
Bob from Eau Claire again.
All right, Bob, you're determined. What do you think?
A man puts the toilet seat down.
Worldwide, across the globe.
It doesn't happen a lot. I've been complimenting my wife for being good at that, but that is not. She's like, you know, you had a mom and a couple of sisters, and so you must have learned that.
This is Annette from Mondovi.
Hi, Annette. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
I wonder if it could be quadruple birth.
Could that be it?
You're correct.
You got it. Way to go, Annette.
Really?
She's just a surprise. Yes, this happens about 150 times per year in the U.S. We will now add that caveat as we were going to save it for a clue later on. But 150 times per year, quadruplets are born in the United States. Congratulations, Annette.
Ants are social insects and they live in colonies, which may have as many as 500,000 individuals.
That is not the news I wanted to hear on this Monday morning, Powell, because we've had some ant trouble.
Yeah. So. Brenda Lindner with a birthday today. And, of course, birthday Bob and Rice Lake, her husband, messaging, wib.com/celebration, says, Brenda's responsible for the second half of my God story. She encouraged my life at my darkest point. She became my helpmate to hold our families together. Her love for the Lord is steadfast. His timing is perfect, and we praise him for the gift of a second chance. His mercies are new every morning.
The secret sound, biting into a carrot. Is that what it is? Did Nadine get it, Halvo?
She didn't.
Secret sound, a stumper.
The frustration builds.
Here's Toby Mac. Lord, it feels good. It's going to feel good when someone gets this.
I was thinking maybe opening a box.
Opening a box. Could it be opening a box?
You have an active mind, Jay, that really, covers all the particular
bases.
Here's
the thing. I feel like we need to get Jay on the show at some point.
I think
so. Like, if you're ever in the area, Jay, I think we just have a standing invitation.
Yes.
I think we're in sync with that. We'd like to have you on the show sometime.
That would be great, Jay. How old are you, by the way?
I am 9 and a half, and I'm going to be 10 on July 29th.
Fantastic.
All right. Well,
man, 9 and a half. You're cruising toward double digits, buddy. Unfortunately, it's not it. It's not opening a box, but we sure enjoy having you on the show and appreciate your guesses. Thank you, Jay from Ladysmith. Opening Clorox wipes. And one more time, what was your name? I'm sorry, I missed it.
William.
William in Chippewa Falls.
Turn the radio down just a little bit, William, and we'll play this one more time for you. See, so he says, opening Clorox wipes. Is that what it is, the secret sound that it's taken us forever to solve?
Yes!
Totally correct!
You cleaned up, William!
You're a winner.
Yes, William.
You're a winner.
You came through.
Congratulations, you win, William. Yes, it is opening a container of Clorox wipes.
Thank you.
Well done.
How old are you?
Eight.
Wow.
Great job. Eight is great on this Friday morning, William. We are going to get you a free medium concrete mixer. And well done. Yes, everyone. This is opening a container of Clorox wipes. It was right here at the studios. I found a container and recorded it on my phone.
Now, listen, this thing almost killed my wife in Africa. It was a Saturday. She opened this up. She had an allergic reaction to it when she breathed it in initially. And I remember that. It was a very scary encounter. And later, when she did survive, she's like, I was thinking to myself, this is the dumbest reason to die in Africa.
Oh, my goodness. Thankfully.
Yes, she survived.
Keep these away from Peggy now. William, yes. Well done.
There are more insects in 1 square mile of rural land than there are human beings on the entire earth.
If you didn't have the creepy crawlies before, you might now.
And that is the best of the week.
There you go. Thanks, as always, for putting it together, Halvo.